I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, slow motion thrills and spills in a demolition derby featuring riding lawnmowers. This is where you shout sports, Charlie.
I'm not going to do that because I have enormous respect for America's competitive lawnmower riders.
And, of course, it's time for me to talk to Charlie Pierce about our sports news this week. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
The college football season began this week. What are the storylines you hope to see play out this season?
Well, obviously, the Jameis Wilson situation at Florida State is still a remarkable piece of unfinished business as he defends his Heisman Trophy and national championship with this accusation still hanging over him. Where will Texas A&M go without Johnny Football, I think, is a good thing. And one of the more interesting things, I think, is ESPN's inauguration of its SEC network, which will certainly advantage that conference over its power conference rivals, and it didn't need that much advantage to start with.
The NCAA announced this week that it will appeal the O'Bannon case ruling that came down 2 weeks ago saying the NCAA had violated antitrust laws. The NCAA, of course, maintains it hasn't done that. So I guess we can count on this litigation going on for years, perhaps decades.
Yeah, not only that, but the Jeffrey Kessler lawsuit is coming down the track, too. The NCAA, unless it settles that the way it should have settled the O'Bannon case, if it goes to court on that, the NCAA will lose again. At which point that will get appealed. So, yes, I think while the new age has arrived, it's arriving very slowly.
At NFL preseason games around the country, the defensive players have been complaining that officials are throwing too many penalty flags. And, in fact, this preseason, the refs are throwing 23.6 flags per game. Last year, they only threw 12.7. Are the officials trying to make a point this summer?
The league is trying to make a point. They're trying to adapt their product to the futile task of making it safe for people to play it, and this is the end result of the most recent efforts. I think the amount of penalties will drop as the season goes along.
On Wednesday, the Vancouver Canucks settled with Steve Moore, the rookie player whose career was ended back in 2004 by a vicious on-ice punch from former Canucks player Todd Bertuzzi. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed, but the original suit asked for $38 million and might have gone as high as $68 million. Do you think this outcome will help prevent that sort of violence on the ice?
Well, I mean, I would hope that the videotape of that would help prevent more violence of that sort on the ice. I think certainly the verdict will help, but it took 10 years to get the verdict. So hockey players don't think long-term in situations like that.
Former Major League pitcher Curt Schilling revealed this week that the cancer for which he has been treated is the result of 30 years of chewing tobacco. He said he had resisted saying anything earlier because he didn't want people to feel sorry for him. I guess we can hope youngsters will pay attention now that he has spoken out.
Yeah, I hope so. And, of course, the Schillings have done wonderful work on skin cancer through Curt's wife. And, you know, maybe this will be a second front in the Schilling family war on cancer. We can only hope.
The U.S. Open begins on Monday without defending champion Rafael Nadal. He's out with a wrist injury. That means Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer are the early favorites. You want to make a pick?
Yeah, let's just have them play now and not waste 2 weeks.
At the U.S. Open, fans, of course, have been known to make the sort of noise that would get them ejected from Wimbledon. This week, numbers of players said that they would welcome noisier crowds at all of their tournaments. Do you see that happening anytime soon?
Certainly you're not going to see it at Wimbledon, but you do see rowdiness at Davis Cup matches, and everybody seems to enjoy that. Sooner or later, I think you will wind up with tennis fans behaving the way most fans do.
SI.com recently staged a poll to find out how many people would label various activities as sports. I thought that might be, I knew it would be right up your alley. Speaking of which, bowling came in at just under 70%. Do you want to guess whether chess scored lower than poker?
Whether chess scored lower than poker?
Yeah.
No, there's no chance. The chess people lined up and beat the poker people.
You're absolutely right. Poker was very, very low on the list.
Chess has a wonderful lobby.
And finally, Charlie, among the candidates to provide halftime entertainment at the next Super Bowl are Coldplay, Rihanna, and Katy Perry. Each candidate has been asked about their willingness to pay for the opportunity to work that evening. Wait, what?
Just when you think the NCAA, there's a Freudian slip for you. Just when you think the NFL can't get more arrogant, they're asking people like Rihanna and Beyonce to pay to play like three numbers at halftime? Does Beyonce really need the exposure? Does Rihanna? I guess Coldplay might now at this point, maybe. This is astonishing to me. they're going to wind up getting some garage band from down the block to pay for $150.
At which point the garage band will be the greatest sensation on television because it played at the Super Bowl.
Well, that's about the only people who would gain anything by doing this.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
These are problems Buddy Holly never had.